Next patient is Kathleen Tillotson. That's T as in Thomas. T-I-L-L-O-T-S-O-N. Tillotson. T-I-L-L-O-T-S-O-N. T as in Thomas. Kathleen. K-A-T-H-L-E-E-N. Date of birth is 2-4-45. Date of visit 5-4-22. Please make a copy for Dr. Vinay Srivastava. Vinay is V-I-N-A-Y. Srivastava is S-R-I. V-A-S-T-A-V-A. Srivastava. S-R-I-V-A-S-T-A-V-A. M-D. Next paragraph. Dear Vinay, thank you for sending Kathleen Tillotson for evaluation. As far as his present illness, this is a 77-year-old female with a history of end-stage renal disease on hemodialysis every other day, has a AV fistula in the left arm, and was initially evaluated at Halifax Hospital for cough and hypoxia with COVID-19 infection in February 22. The patient had been short of breath for several weeks, and she was receiving hemodialysis but had to be admitted to the Halifax Hospital briefly, where she had a chest x-ray which showed chronic interstitial changes bilaterally with atelectatic changes at the lung bases. Repeat chest x-rays showed the same. She also had a CTA of the chest, which showed no pulmonary emboli. And there were multifocal ground glass opacities in both lungs with areas of consolidation, suggesting atypical infectious process consistent with COVID-19. Pneumonia. The patient was on antibiotic therapy. She has been on home oxygen at 2 liters and presently running a saturation of 95 to 96. The nice chest pains, no emoptysis, no fevers or chills, no night sweats, and no leg or calf muscle pains. Next paragraph, past history includes history of hypertension and end-stage renal disease on dialysis. Also had a cholecystectomy in the past, and coronary artery disease with stenting in 2019, and copper tunnel release in 2022. That AV fistula placed in 2018, and had a history of diabetes as well as hypertension and chronic kidney disease. Next paragraph. Allergies to sulfur and Demerol. Next paragraph. Habits. The patient does not smoke. No alcohol use. Next paragraph. Family history. Both parents died following surgical procedures and of old age. Next paragraph. System review. The patient had no weight loss, fatigue, or fever. No cataracts, glaucoma, no vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds, no urinary symptoms. She has hay fever and asthma and shortness of breath and wheezing. She has no abdominal pains, nausea, heartburn, no rectal bleeding, no diarrhea, constipation. He has no chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pains. He has some anxiety, denies easy bruising. She has no joint pains or muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next medication, med list included hydralazine 100 milligrams BID, Advair disc 250 by 50 micrograms, 2 puffs BID. I'm sorry, 1 puff BID. Sevelamer, 800 milligrams, 2 tabs TID. And atorvastatin, 30 atorvastatin 10 milligrams daily. Cardizem, 30 milligrams BID. Coumadin, 5 milligrams daily. Minoxidil, 2.5 milligrams BID. Metoprolol, 25 milligrams BID. Next paragraph. Physical exam. Please mention allergies, sulfa, and Demerol. Next, physical exam. This is a moderately overweight elderly white female who's alert, pale, and no acute distress. Blood pressure 130 by 70, pulse is 72, respiration 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 180 pounds, saturation 95. HE and abnormal cephalic pupils react when equal. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no venous distension, no bruise or thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with bibasal crackles with scattered wheezes throughout both lung fields. Heart, the absence of regular, swollen S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, nor again, no megaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, 1 plus edema with diminished powerful pulses. No calf tenderness, reflexes of 1 plus with no growth, motor deficit. Cranial nerves are grossly intact, skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, patient number 1. Extensive pulmonary fibrosis with bronchiectasis. Number 2, history of COVID-19 pneumonia resolved. Number 3, is end-stage renal disease on hemodialysis. Number 4, hypertension. Number 5, diabetes mellitus. Next paragraph, plan patient. Has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study, CT chest without contrast, and CBC, ANA, anti-DNA, RA factor, and an IgE level. She will use Trelegy Ellipta, 100 micrograms, 1 puff daily, Ventolin inhaler, 2 puffs PRN. Stop using Advair. I advise to come in for a follow-up in approximately 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for the consultation. Copy for Dr. Srivastava, Vinay, S-R-I-V-A-S-T-A-V-A, Vinay, it's Dr. D'Souza.